Christopher Heckscher has been studying the songbird known as the veery for more than a decade when he noticed irregularities in the bird's behavior and the timing of its breeding and nesting near White Clay Creek.
And I just noticed that over time, the birds were kind of doing different things in different years in terms of when they were nesting. And I just started trying to figure out why they were showing different behaviors in some years than others.
That's how we stumbled into the meteorological aspect. Every winter, the veery bird migrates from Delaware to South America, traveling a long migratory route that brings with it weather obstacles. They chart the treacherous course, and every spring come back to Delaware just to bring off one set of between 2 and 4 young.
So I noticed that in some years, female birds would nest longer than in other years. So they're doing a lot just to bring off 4 young, which as an ecologist, that has me interested right off the bat, just because why spend all that energy in coming up to Delaware just to bring off 4 babies? So I noticed that in some years, females would nest longer than others. If they nest and their nest fails, say it's attacked by a predator and they use the young or lose the young, they will re-nest. And supposedly, they should re-nest continually until they bring off a successful clutch, and then they will go to molt their feathers and then migrate. So in some years, I noticed that the birds were re-nesting further into the summer than other years.
Heckscher has determined there's a direct correlation between the length of the breeding season and the severity of the Atlantic hurricane season in years when the birds spent more time nesting.
So I don't know what they're sensing, but whatever it is, they know by the middle of May, because that's the height peak of their breeding season. I don't know if it's something that they're keying in on the wintering ground in South America before they come up to North America, or whether it's something they sort of sense, you know, as they're migrating north. But clearly something's affecting their physiology, and that's giving them the, you know, internal biological signal to stop nesting at a certain point.
He said over time, birds that don't adjust their breeding cycle, which lasts between 30 and 40 days, likely have higher mortality rates during their fall migration as they head south during strong tropical storms.
So that's kind of, you know, weeded out the birds that weren't so good at sensing what's coming. But as far as the birds knowing, individuals don't know what's coming. You know, I'm pretty sure they can't really tell the future in terms of consciously understanding what's happening. So it's probably something that's affecting their physiology. You know, more eggs might be a way that they compensate for higher mortality in the fall. If they can average more young in the spring before a bad hurricane season, then if they experience higher mortality during that bad hurricane season, that might kind of offset the mortality, if you know what I mean. But, you know, that's all speculative at this point. We haven't really made that connection.
The veery population is declining, though, a pattern that's been observed for long-distance migratory songbirds. In 1993, when Heckscher started this project, he said there were a lot more veery.
I suspect that, you know, stronger hurricane seasons in recent years is probably having an effect. So we haven't had a series of below average hurricane seasons in quite a while, if you look at the data.
Now he'll take a closer look at weather patterns in South America and what's happening during the birds' northward migration climate-wise.
You know, one possibility is that the birds, when they head north across the Caribbean Sea and Gulf of Mexico to get to North America, they may be sensing sea surface temperatures. And we already know that sea surface temperatures are correlated with hurricane activity. So it could be something as simple as that, or it could be something really complex, precipitation affecting their food source in South America and that affecting their biochemistry somehow.
His research could have major impacts on meteorology.
You know, increasing the accuracy of their models in predicting future hurricane seasons. It is possible that these birds are using something in the environment that we have not discovered yet. And then in turn, that could be helpful in meteorologists increasing the accuracy of their models in predicting future hurricane seasons.
Heckscher stressed the need to listen to nature.
It's really interesting to see how connected things are in the natural world. And, you know, we're a part of that natural world. And here we have a bird that can help us to understand how our natural world functions and how we can sort of prepare for things like stronger hurricanes and more frequent hurricanes that obviously have implications for human health and survival as well. So I think it's good to be listening to nature as much as we can, because obviously we're a part of that and we're linked.
Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.